broadcasting all over the great state of Arizona. In the last half hour of the show, if you've got a question you'd like us to try and help you with, anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin, we do have an open line. The number is 1-888-767-4348. Before we get back to the callers, I've invited a special guest to come on and talk with us about a peculiar weather feature in Arizona. I want to introduce April Warnicki. I'm going to bring April in, the meteorologist for Good Morning Arizona and Channel 3 TV. April, thank you for taking time out of your family's weekend to join us here at Rosie on the House.
Well, no problem. Good morning.
Now, you know, April, before we get into your specialty, I wanted to tell you a part of the confusion about last weekend, it was your uncle's fault.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which uncle do I have to blame?
Jim.
Oh, okay.
Jim wrote an article about 12 years ago about the crawfish problem in Arizona.
Okay.
So we started the Rosie on the House Crawfish Festival. And,
and
we actually held that last weekend. So it was a part of the telephone connections that weren't good. We weren't able to bring you on. But I know this is the second weekend you've made time for us. Thank you for that.
Well, no problem. I'll have to catch the crawfish festival sometime soon. I have been to his infamous Camp Carp.
Yes, Camp Carp.
No. Camp Carp?
It's another one not to be missed, yes.
I may even see him tonight. I'm emceeing an event for Wildlife for Tomorrow. I know Larry Voiles is going to be there and several of the game and fish guys. But let's go to the topic you're most expert on, weather. I wanted to invite you on and visit with our Arizona homeowners because I think I have 47 or 48 summer monsoons under my belt, but this one seems different.
Yeah. Well, you know, no two monsoon seasons are ever alike, but, you know, it's interesting. I had higher hopes for this year's monsoon season, and it just hasn't panned out. I mean, when you look at rainfall, we're actually not too bad with the exception of the last couple weeks. We were doing okay. At Sky Harbor, we were, you know, we're at about the halfway point in our monsoon, and we were doing okay until the last, you know, maybe 2 weeks, and then we just haven't had rainfall. We're falling a little bit behind now, but rainfall, we're not too bad. But, yeah, in terms of the severe wind events, the big dust storms we've got in the last couple years, the, you know, huge storms with the thunder and lightning, it's been kind of quiet.
It has, and thank goodness for that, really. I will take this summer, and I hope it's not just a symptom of me getting old. I think this summer has been the easiest summer to take.
Yeah, it really hasn't been bad. I mean, the heat's a little bad the last couple of days with the humidity, but, you know, I have in mind it's a few less dust storms is not too bad. And maybe that's because rainfall totals are actually, you know, near normal for the summer so far. So maybe that's why we haven't gotten so much dust, which hasn't been too bad. I don't think anyone minds that.
I mean, usually by middle of August, I'm literally about ready to just crawl out of my brain to get out of here.
Yeah, change into somebody else's skin and leave town.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
What does the weather pattern show for the next few weeks? Are we going to get some moisture back in?
Yeah, it's hard to tell. You know, we're in this kind of, they call it an ENSO neutral pattern, where we're kind of not a La Nina, we're not an El Nino, we're kind of just in between. And when you look at the long-range forecast, even for not just the next couple weeks, but the next couple months, it shows above average temperatures, but equal chances on rain. So could get more, could get less. You know, next week doesn't look too promising for us here in the Valley. We've got 20% chances for tonight, for tomorrow, and for Monday, and then about 10% chances the rest of the week ahead with these brutal hot temperatures continuing. I mean, I would love to see more than 20% chance, though. I mean, Northern Arizona, Eastern Arizona, they're doing okay on the rainfall. Flagstaff just finished its wettest July on record. They tied their wettest July on record for more than 7 inches of rain in the month of July. That's how much we usually get seen
for
an entire year.
Yeah, so, no kidding.
They're doing okay up there. It's just for the Valley, we could use a little more.
With a hurricane season starting up, you know, on the East Coast, mm-hmm. are there any, you know, hurricane patterns or anything like that that you see maybe coming up the West Coast from Baja or anything like that?
For their Atlantic hurricane season doesn't typically impact us too much. But, yeah, they're heading into their busier part of the season. It's been a really active Pacific hurricane season so far, and, you know, we're going to get a couple more storms out of that, I'm sure. We just need one of them to come up a little further to the north and move up that Baja Peninsula and move toward Arizona. And usually we get those later in the monsoon season and into September and even early October when the monsoon season's over. It'll be like a late monsoon boost. So we're hopeful. We don't see any of those on the horizon right now. But, yeah, it has been an active Pacific hurricane season, so hopefully that will give us a little boost late in the season. We could use it because, as I mentioned, we're about halfway through in the season. Now that we define it by a season rather than the dew point, you know, things from a couple of years ago and from the past, the season goes through the end of September, but really things start to slow down around mid-September, so that's only a month away.
Okay.
So we better get it and get it quick, huh?
yeah, we hope. I mean, Rosie and I were talking yesterday about how Lake Powell is 45% full. I mean, the second lowest ever. Worst, you know.
But I'll tell you what, the rain that we did get just driving up to Heber last weekend, the deserts up there and all of the hills, my gosh, it's just brilliant green and just gorgeous up there in the hills.
And you carry on out past Heber Overgarden, get out on the way to McNary and Greer and Springerville. I mean, it looks like Ireland up there.
It's gorgeous.
And I know all my neighbors up in the Nutrioso and Alpine area and their rain gauges. I mean, they're all registering rain in excess of 10, 11 inches so far, just since the midsummer.
Wow.
So,
I'm so glad to hear that you say that. We're getting ready to head up to Greer, and a bunch of my family's there right now, and they've been saying it's a normal monsoon for them. They've been getting the afternoon, evening thunderstorms, tons of rain. And they said in Greer it's just gorgeous, and we're getting ready to head up there next week, and I cannot wait to see what you just described.
Well, you're going to have a beautiful weekend, April. I guess we better let you get going, get on the road, and you drive safe. And thank you so much for joining us here at Rosie on the House. It's April Warnicki, meteorologist for Good Morning Arizona and Channel 3 TV. Thank you, April.
Thank you.
All right, have a great weekend. You know, speaking of hurricanes in Channel 3, about the most, we've been on Channel 3 now doing handyman tips for almost 20 years. And they called me one time, and the most embarrassed I've ever been on television is they said, Rosie, we have a hurricane coming up the Gulf of Mexico, Gulf of California.
Okay.
And it's going to hit us somewhere right around Sasebo, come across the desert, and should probably hit Gila Bend, could even veer off and hit Buckeye area and Sun City. We want you to come on and tell people, demonstrate, because I'm from South Louisiana, demonstrate how to prepare a home for a hurricane. Boy, did I feel ridiculous.
And how many minutes did you have to do this on air?
It seemed like 3 hours. had to show the proper technique for duct taping the glass on the outside of your house and how to hang plywood on the outside of your house. And I just thought, this is the silliest thing I could possibly be doing. If any of my relatives in South Louisiana
see this,
get footage of this demonstration, I will never live it down. But in fact, that storm actually ended up causing some damage in Gila Bend. So anyway, caused some flooding out by Windon and Siloam. And I don't know, that had to be about 10 years ago or so. Had to be a perfect hit. I mean, it came right up the
right
Gulf
up the
California.
Alley, huh?
Man,
well,
right up the alley.
Well, if you were able to help a couple people from suffering some damage, why, good on you.
April Warnicki, she's getting ready to head up to Greer. I'll tell you, there isn't a prettier place for an Arizona staycation, and that's what I want to talk about right now. You know, a lot of people, Romy, have quit going up to the White Mountains because of the Rodeo Chedisguy and the Wallow Fire, and they think there's nothing left up there to see.
And, you know, when we were up there trapping, Bobby, my business partner in the Arizona Crawfish Company, his wife has a cabin next to Zane Gray's old cabin that her grandfather built 50 years ago. You can still see a lot of remnants of where the dude fired.
Oh, yeah.
Was. So,
absolutely.
I mean, I never pulled off much before getting on top of the rim. You know, this is below the rim,
right?
Kind of the Coles Ranch area. I mean, we could see parts of the Dude Fire, then we'd be over at Black Canyon Lake where you could see parts of the Rodeo Chedisguy Fire, and then we'd be farther over to the Sholo and down south where you see
Chedisguy.
The Wallow.
Yeah,
fire.
Oh, Wallow, yeah, yeah.
Man, it.
But I would encourage people. I would encourage people not to go to the White Mountains because you're afraid all you're going to see is charred toothpicks standing up. You'll see your share of those. But what comes back, one of the very first plants that comes back is the aspen tree. And I have to tell you, in and around kind of near our place, Alpine, Nutrioso, Hannigan Meadow, that area over there, there are places where the Wallow Fire burned the forest to the ground that the aspen trees now above my head, 5'9" in boots, 6 foot, 6.5 foot trees. It is, the aspen is so thick, you literally can't even walk through it.
Yeah.
And the elk love it. The deer love it. The wildlife are all coming back. So as horrible as an event as it was, don't not go because you don't think you're going to see beautiful. As a matter of fact, this fall and the next fall for the next decade probably are going to be some of the most brilliant,
spectacular
fall
stuff.
Spectacular colors over there that we've probably ever seen.
Yep, all of those aspens are just going to explode.
They are.
It's going to be gorgeous.
You've been back a lot more than I honestly have not been there since the Wall of Fire. But I mean, is Hannigan Meadow there? No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the buildings are there.
Okay.
Yeah. No, the building, they didn't lose any of the buildings.
Okay, so, good.
The good thing about the Wall of Fire is it burned very, very few buildings. And the whole little town of Alpine virtually was saved because of the protective belt they had cut around the entire town.
Oh, good.
It still, it crossed that belt, and it kind of got really, really close to town, but there were very few.
If it hadn't been, it would have just probably blown through it.
It would have been a lot harder to contain. So there's a great place for an Arizona staycation. Here is another great vacation. I've been walking the desert. I've been walking the neighborhoods. I'm seeing all the prickly pear. When I see all that prickly pear fruit, all I can think about is Jennifer's prickly pear jelly and syrup that she makes for Christmas gifts every year. In Superior, next weekend, they are having the Prickly Pear Festival. Now, look, the Superior Fire Department's going to serve pancake breakfast at Porter's Cafe. There'll be prickly pear syrup. Donation of $6 is recommended. Chandler Brewer, Pete Rendick, will be there leading a workshop on brewing prickly pear India Ale. Cost for that's $25 for person.
No, I know what my
ale. You pick. But this would be a great little opportunity to take your family up to the Superior Prickly Pear Festival. That's August 24th, next Saturday. And while you're there, just stop at the Arboretum up there, the Boyce Thompson Arboretum. They've always
when
got
are they
plans
have
for sale.
Prickly pear ice cream.
I don't know. Oh, it should be anytime soon.
Good stuff.
We're going to break for that and wind up the show right after we get back. Y'all hang on. It's Rosie on the house.